The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
And welcome to Radio Friends on Thursday, January the 5th. And we've got my good friend Diana Moxon with us, Columbia Art League. And we're also going to talk with Teresa Wiegand about All of God's Children. Let's start, first of all, with Miss Moxon. Welcome to Radio Friends, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Pepper. Happy New Year to you, too.
You've got something coming up. Is it next week?
Next week, we open our new show. It's called The Seven Deadly Sins or The Seven Holy Virtues.
So the Seven Deadly Sins or The Seven Holy Virtues?
Yeah. I thought, you know, people could choose a virtue if they wanted to, but almost everyone that I've spoken to is you know, choosing a sin. They're more fun to paint, I guess.
This is at the Columbia Art League. No one is choosing the virtue?
Oh, there may be a couple of virtues that slip in. I thought it'd be funny if someone had like a virtue meeting a sin somehow, uh-huh. The tussle between.
So how is this working?
Well, I mean, artists, the title of the show is The Seven Deadly Sins. Artists can choose any of the sins to depict, to paint or illustrate or play with or have fun with.
Now, how did you come up with this idea?
Well, they're artists. They're fabulous. We have such a great community.
And you haven't had anybody say, why are you doing a show on this?
No, because there's also the virtues, you see. I put the virtues in for the people who want to see the good in life.
Yeah, okay. So the artist picks what they want to do.
Yeah, I just give them a title, a theme, an overarching theme for the show, as we do for lots of our shows, and then they work within that theme. But I like to give them as much freedom of expression as possible. So it's very elastic. I always choose themes that are very elastic, so you can do whatever you want. You know, it has to have some tie-in with the theme, but I'm not too prescriptive on what people should submit.
Yeah. And then, so how many artists do you have participating in this?
Well, I don't know yet because the work is coming in this weekend.
Okay.
I will know on Saturday evening how much work I've had come in, and then we have.
What are you going to do if you get all sins and no virtues?
It'll be a great show. So then we have a juror that comes in on Sunday morning, and he chooses the works, 80 works that he feels best about 80 that he feels best fit the
theme of the show. I thought you didn't know how many were participating.
Well, I don't know how many, but usually we have between 80 to 120.
Oh, you always have that many.
Around that, usually.
So then you have to narrow it down to 80.
The juror does that, yep. And then we hang it on Monday, and we open on Tuesday, and the opening reception is a week from today, next Thursday on the 12th.
Okay. And how long will the show run?
Until the end of February, so it's about 7 weeks altogether.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So if people can still...
They can. If they've got something that they've done in the last couple of years and that it represents a take on the seven deadly sins or the seven holy virtues, they can bring it into the Art League tomorrow, Friday or Saturday. If you're a member of the Art League, it's $15 is the jury fee. If you're not a member of the Art League, it's $25. And you can submit up to two works for the juror to consider.
Okay.
It's going to be a fun show.
And then you narrow it down to just 80.
Yeah.
That's got to be difficult to do, especially if you get 150 or 200.
We've never had that many. We did do a show last year called Red, where we had 150 works submitted. So the juror who came had to take out almost half of the entries for the show. So that's tough. But if we only have 80 works, then pretty much everything goes in. There's no jury.
Oh, I have a feeling with the seven.
I think it'll be fun. A lot of people have told me that they're entering work, so it's going to be a good show.
Okay. For more information, then, the Columbia Art League, what's your phone number? They can ring you up.
They can ring me, Paul, on 443-8838.
Okay. 443-8838. Or they can email you. Can they email you?
They can. They can email me at Diana@ColumbiaArtsLeague.org, or they can just go to the website, which is www.ColumbiaArtsLeague.
Oh, you mean www.
It's quicker. ColumbiaArtsLeague.org.
Okay, or they can just stop by and see you and meet the radiant personality that is Diana Moxon.
And we do like have people come in the Art League and see the shows. Somebody said to me one day, oh, I thought you had to be a member to even go in the Art League. But
no,
it's open to everybody.
Sure.
It's completely free. It doesn't cost anything.
Yeah.
We're right there. there next to, between the theatre doors, the Missouri Theatre, and Shakespeare's Pizza right there in the middle. So it's super easy to find us right on 9th Street. Mm-hmm. And we're open from 11:30 to 5:30. And it's free.
All right.
And fun.
Diana Moxon, thank you so much for coming by. And thanks for providing us with some beautiful artwork that we have on the walls here.
Yeah, you're
Radio
welcome.
Friends.
Yeah. It's changing soon.
It changes, what, every...
every month.
Yeah.
Up to 6 weeks.
We come in here and we're just dazzled by it. Thank you, Diana.
Thanks, Paul.
Okay. Now I want to turn to Teresa Wiegand. Teresa, good to have you here.
Thank you.
And you're here to talk about a program that's called All God's Children. And I had an email from Sherry Gann a couple of months ago. And she said, there's a program that's going on in our church that I would like you to talk about on Radio Friends. Tell me, what is All God's Children about?
Okay, All God's Children is a new Sunday school program. We just started it in September, and it's geared towards children with disabilities. Our church started hearing in the community that there were families feeling like they couldn't attend church because there wasn't a place for their children to be. So we kind of started doing a little research and came up with this Sunday school class. We serve kids from preschool up to about fifth or sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And we follow the general Sunday school program that we have at our church. We just make modifications for them.
So, give us an example of the modifications you would make for someone with a disability.
Right. It's not just a program for kids with autism, but that is what we're finding a lot of our children have a diagnosis of right now. So a lot of it right now is changing the language that we use. A lot of times we just use a lot of simpler language. We use lots of pictures to go along with that language to show them what we're talking about. And then we spend a lot of time on each story. So instead of a different story every week when the kids come in, like in January, we're going to be starting a unit on washing the feet, and that'll be a six-week unit. Every week the kids will come in, and we will talk about that same story for 6 weeks.
So you're doing that mainly for children who are dealing with autism. But these kids are very intelligent kids. Autistic kids
yes,
are very intelligent
some of them
kids.
Are very,
very,
yes.
very intelligent.
Yes.
Why do you feel then, and please forgive if this is a if you feel that this is an ignorant question, but why do you feel you need to spend more time on a chapter with children with autism since they are so intelligent?
Well, with autism, it's a spectrum. So some kids with autism are very, very intelligent, but some kids with autism also have cognitive problems that make learning more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And so for those kids, it does take that longer amount of time. Actually, the 6 weeks on one lesson is something that all of the kids in the church will be doing, not just our kids.
Okay.
Just allows us to really delve into the story.
Okay. If people want information on this, what can they do?
They can call Broadway Christian Church,
okay.
and that is at 573-445-5312.
Okay, Teresa, thank you so much for coming by and telling us about your program. Tomorrow, we've got the Downtown Optimist Club on, telling you about the good work they do in Central Missouri. Our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute, Audio Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Will Claggett, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Any suggestions, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.